Welcome to this mindfulness meditation. And if you'd just like to make yourselves as comfortable as possible right now, maybe choosing to close your eyes, or if you want to keep them open, just picking a gaze and just following through with the practices as they guide you in to a mindful state. In this technique, we will be practicing bringing our attention to the present moment. And we'll begin by focusing on things outside of ourselves, and then we'll move the awareness to inside of ourselves as we begin to embody the moment. And one good thing to use is sound. So let's just pause and notice the sounds that come and go in the next few moments. And remember that we don't need any commentary on these sounds or analysis. We don't need to judge these sounds or respond to them in any way, other than simply to notice that they come, to notice that they go, and to let them go. Next, let's move our awareness inside of ourselves, please. Let's notice our body temperature. Can we notice parts of the body that are warmer than others? Can we notice parts that are cooler? Again, no analysis or commentary or judgment or response is needed. Just a gentle noticing of the reality of now. Then letting one moment come and flow into another. And then let's move the awareness, please, onto our natural breath. Try not to change the way that we're breathing right now, but simply noticing it and accepting it. Can notice the pace of this natural breath. Maybe for you it's a faster breath right now, maybe it's a slower breath. Can notice the depth of this breath too. Maybe for you it's a deeper breath right now, maybe it's a shallower breath. Also notice the way that our body is moving with this breath as we have connected with our natural rhythm of being right now. And often this can be a powerful technique to use in everyday life, because the mind expects us to be more stressed, more anxious, more tense than often we actually are in a situation. So by noticing our natural rhythm of being, we can connect with the moment, and it gives us a grounding from which to bring change if that's what's needed, or to simply rest into now. Many techniques in mindfulness where you sit with the natural breath, and as the mind begins to wander away, you just gently bring it back to the present moment. And if you'd like to, you can use some time to do that now. One of the most powerful techniques in mindfulness is the body scan. There are many different variations of this, but they all try to help us move into a state called restful alertness. This is where the mind, the body, and the emotions are slowed and calmed, but the mind is still alert, paying attention to each present moment as it comes and goes. And in this technique we'll do today, we'll be using a deep mindful breath. So to begin with, could you just notice your breath, wherever it is, right here, right now. But then begin to control your breath, changing the rhythm into a much deeper, rhythmical pattern. One that's around 4 or 5 seconds on the in-breath, and 4 or 5 seconds on the out-breath. I'll be using this breath as we move through the body scan. We'll use the in-breath as what we call the noticing breath, where we connect our awareness with now. And then we'll use the out-breaths as our change breath, where we'll try to release any tension and relax the part of the body as much as we can right now. And we'll begin at the feet, and we'll move through different body parts, ending at the forehead. And we can spend a few breaths at each part, just trying to notice and relax. So shall we begin, please, by noticing the feet? You may want to wiggle the toes, shuffle the feet. But with our in-breaths, we want to notice very neutral things, temperature maybe in the feet, textures we can feel, contact points, pressure points. And then with the out-breaths, let's try to release any tension and relax. Before the mind wanders, we can give it something else to think about. So just moving the awareness up to the lower legs. So between and including the knee and the ankle. Again, using the in-breaths to notice any sensations here. Accepting whatever we find, even if that's no sensations. We don't need any response in thought or commentary or judgment. Simply using the out-breath to release and relax. Then moving the awareness up again, please, to the upper legs, so we can spend a few breaths doing exactly the same there. Moving the awareness up again, please, to the lower back. This is a store of stress and strain in human beings. So let's try to breathe away any tension that may have stored up here from the day. Forward, please, to the front of the body. This is halfway through the body scan technique, where we can notice the mindful breath once more, the rise and fall of the body with the breath. And we can allow the front of the body some time to rest and relax too. Up, please, to the shoulders. The shoulders are very important. They are a barometer of our tension levels. So just noticing the shoulders with your in-breath, trying to drop them physically with the out-breath as we try to let go of anything that we're still carrying around in the mind, body or emotions that we don't need right now. We can remind ourselves that whatever it is will still be there for us to pick up later on if needed. But for now, let's see if we can pop it down. Noticing the arms too, seeing if we can let them dangle freely from the shoulders, free of weight, free of tension. Going down then into the hands and fingers. Again, we notice neutral things on the in-breaths. And let's also try to let go of anything that we're still gripping hold of with the out-breaths. Bringing the awareness back up, please, to the back of the neck, another store of stress and strain in humans. And here you may feel neutral things like clothing, maybe temperature again, maybe the hair on the back of your neck if you've got long hair. But if we do detect any tension stored up here, let's try to use the out-breath to breathe it away. Bringing the awareness up, please, to the face itself, including the ears. Again, we can notice any sensations that come and go with the in-breath. The facial muscles do work hard for us in a day, and they hold a lot of our tension and emotions. So let's try to relax them as much as we can, right here, right now. Resting the awareness on the forehead as we come to the final part of the body scan. Just trying to breathe away any lingering headache, worry or tension. And so far we've been very specific with our awareness. Could you now just be mindful of your whole body, indeed your whole being right now. Whatever degree of relaxation you've managed to find, we can accept it's probably not perfect, but can we lean into that relaxation? Can we allow it to be and allow it to grow without any negatives invading that space? You can keep the mindful breath rhythm for as long as you want to now. Just try to be with this relaxation, being present-minded, accepting that the mind may wander off, but simply gently bringing it back to now when it does. one of the deepest and most powerful mindfulness techniques concerns working with our thoughts, and in particular noticing and navigating thoughts as they arise. And we'll practice this technique now. And the power of this technique really comes when we can learn to spot our thoughts, but then make choices as to whether we want to give them more attention or whether we want to let them go before they spiral into commentary, analysis, judgment, or other responses that we don't want. Now, to do this technique, we'll be working with the breath. So if you're used to using the mindful breath, you can find that deep, mindful breath again now, please. But if you're not familiar with the mindful breath, just find a deeper breath than your natural one is. And we're going to use the in-breath as a noticing breath and the out-breath as a release and calm the mind breath. And of course, we are going to notice whatever is on our mind as we take that in-breath. Remember to try to accept whatever thought is there. It may be something that's very vivid, very meaningful, maybe something that's a little more abstract, a little more random, or even it might be no thought at all. The in-breath is always simply the noticing of now breath. And then with the out-breaths, we'll try to bring a positive change to the moment. We can try to release the thought, calming the mind, almost breathing the thought away, trying to relax the mind, to have another look at it again on the next cycle. So whenever you're ready, we can move into this rhythm, noticing whatever thoughts are on the mind with the in-breath, having no other response to them, other than with the out-breath, trying to breathe the thoughts away, clearing and calming the mind. Let's try this for the next few moments. Have a couple of sayings to help us with this technique. And the first one is this, that we want to try to observe our thoughts without being absorbed into them. So as much as we can, we want to notice the thought, but then choose to release it with that out-breath. But as always, don't worry if the mind does wander, don't worry if you do become absorbed into the thought. That's just the natural mind's habits. As soon as you're aware that this has happened, come back to the mindful breath or your bigger breath and begin again by watching the mind and trying to calm it. Second saying for this technique is that we are not our thoughts, and this is a very powerful concept. Often people's responses are to the kind of thoughts that they're having, but actually most of our thoughts come from unconscious places. We don't ask for them, but we do respond to them. And so no matter what thought is on your mind, as we look at it with the in-breath, try to treat them all the same. They are just mind objects. It might be a weird, wonderful, scary, embarrassing, some memory from the past. Whatever it is, try to treat it the same. It's nothing to respond to, just something we can let go of. You can continue with this technique now for as long as you would like. just watching thoughts as they arise, using the out-breath to move them on, just very gently. We're accepting the thought, we're not pushing it back down, but we're just moving it on, calming the mind as much as we can. Probably the deepest meditative state of mindfulness is one that's often called pure awareness, or sometimes thoughtless awareness. And it's a state of being where our thoughts are turned down, if not off, but our level of alertness is kept high and focused on moment-to-moment experience. And to reach this state, you can use the mindful breath or any other form of deep breathing that you've used. Or indeed, you can just work with your natural breath rhythm and sit with it. But if you'd like to just find your breath rhythm now, please. In this technique, we want to try to push the awareness as much as we can, moment to moment, breath to breath, towards whatever experiences we're having of now. And if and when the mind wanders, you can use other mindfulness techniques to notice those thoughts, to navigate away from them using the out-breath. Clearing the mind, and eventually the mind will begin to settle. The thoughts will turn down, the commentary will cease. And to reach this stage requires more of an attitudinal approach than a technical one. So as you continue with the breath, pushing the awareness to the present moment. Try to give yourself permission to slow down, to let go, and to sink into a deep, deep, mindful, meditative, pure state. So try this now for as long as you'd like to. now, if you'd like to return your awareness back to the breath, where we can reconnect once more with the big mindful breath, with how this breath sounds, how it feels, and how it's moving the body. And then we can simply take three slightly quicker breaths as we raise our awareness back to its normal waking state. Whenever you're ready, we can open the eyes, have a stretch, a shuffle, a drink, or whatever you need to come out of the meditation altogether.